The Germans were poor shots, Lipton remembered. We both made it. Just as the German parachute troops began to drop mortars on the machine gun positions, Easy's riflemen went to work, and the machine gunners were able to withdraw. Winters ran back to the tanks. He climbed on the lead tank to talk nose to nose with the commander. He pointed out that there was a Tiger Royal dug in on the far side of the road. If you pull up behind the bank on the edge of the woods, you will be hull defileed and you can get a shot at him. As Winters climbed down, that tank and the one to its left cranked up and began plowing straight through that stand of small pine trees, knocking them down. As the first tank got to the far edge of the woods, it wheeled left to line up for a shot at the Tiger. Wham! The Tiger laid an .88 into it. The shot hit the cannon barrel and glanced off the hull. Evidently, the German commander had fired blind, lining up on the falling tops of the trees. The British commander threw his tank into reverse, but before he could back out, the Tiger put a second round dead center through the turret. It penetrated the armor. The commander's hands were blown off. He tried to pull himself up through the hatch with his arms, but his own ammunition began to explode. The blast killed him and blew his body up and out. The remainder of his crew died inside. The tank burned through the afternoon and into the night, its ammunition exploding at intervals. The Tiger turned its .88 on the second tank and knocked it out with one shot. Easy spent the remainder of the day and all that night in a miserable, constant rain, raking the roadway with mortar fire. Headquarters company brought up some 81mm mortars to add to the fire. Artillery at Fechel joined in, but cautiously, because elements of the 502nd PIR were attacking the salient from the south. It was a long, miserable, dangerous night for the company, but the battalion S2, Captain Nixon, had a lovely evening. He found a bottle of schnapps somewhere and drank it himself. He knew he had a perfect excuse, his close call that afternoon when the bullet went through his helmet. He got roaring drunk and spent the night singing and laughing until he passed out. In the early hours of September 26th, the Germans withdrew from the salient. At first light, the 506th advanced on the road, unopposed. Once again, the American paratroopers occupied the ground after a fierce firefight with German paratroopers. That afternoon in the rain, the regiment marched back to Uden. Easy Company arrived after dark, dead tired. The following afternoon, the men received their first mail since leaving England 10 days earlier.